All right. Eric Ebron, outstanding tight end prospect. Guy's very, very special offensive weapon. You know, I talked earlier at the league meetings about there being a certain number of elite, I thought, athletes and prospects in the top 10. He's one of those guys I was talking about. You know, he fits us because he can do some of the things that Coach did with Jimmy Graham in New Orleans. And he fits into our offense. He had a great visit here with us. Feel great about him. And got engaged today, so it's a big day for him. And we're looking forward to working with him. Questions?
It usually takes a tight end a few years to develop. They don't usually make an impact right away as a rookie. Do you expect impact from him right away, or do you
get
him?
Oh, absolutely. He's an impact player. He's a difference maker. I think you'll see that when he starts playing. I mean, this guy's a playmaker. He's a matchup nightmare as a tight end. He gives us something down the field. He's a route runner. You know, Fourier is good in the red area right now, working on developing the rest of his game and running routes and things. This guy can run routes and get open and get separation. Pettigrew can be a blocker and a receiver in the short intermediate area. This guy can get downfield and make big plays for us. So now we expect a big impact from him.
How high was Ebron on your board?
He was in our top 10.
In top 10?
Yeah.
In your top 5, yeah, top 3, or you know, top 4?
Well, you know, when I talk about our top 10 and how we put it together, and I said we're going to take them the way they come off, that's where we took them.
Martin, you made that pick relatively quick in the clock. Does that reflect with how high he was on your board and your non-interest in trading down?
We felt very excited about the pick. You know, we waited a couple of minutes. We always wait a few minutes to see if the phone rang. Got a couple calls. Nothing big was happening there, so we decided to move on and make the pick.
With obviously some quarterbacks left on the defensive players at that spot, is that when defense such a need? Is that something where he just trumped that, or obviously defense still a need?
Defense is a need. Offense is a need. Playmakers is a need. Good players is a big need, and we talked about that the other day. I felt it was really a go anywhere draft for us. I talked about the need for another player at tight end, and he's that guy for us. But I would say this, you know, our defense, you know, we're right in the middle of the pack last year in points allowed. We were 15th. Our offense was 13th in points scored. I think there's a perception there's this huge gap between our offense and our defense. It's not that big a gap, you know. We've got some good players on defense that can make some plays for us. So we felt like this guy was going to help us win football games, so we drafted him.
Did you guys try to move up?
Yeah, you know, when you say that, I mean, we certainly talked about moving up with other teams. We talked about moving back with other teams. We didn't find a deal that made sense for us going either direction, so we stayed there at 10. So we did have a conversation about moving up. We did.
When number 10 comes in, how heavily did you even consider defense, or was it Ebron all the way at that point?
Well, at that point, he was the highest graded player. He was the best player available for us, and there wasn't a whole lot of debate about other players at that time.
Is there a good chance that you could get back into this first round later on? Is that still?
You want to know if you can get out of here, or what is it? we take a lot of ammunition to get back into the first round from where we are right now. We can get high in a second, so if you guys are ready to leave, you can go ahead and take off. we'll stay here and watch the rest of the draft, though. All right.
Not using the full 10 minutes or whatever. Does that mean you didn't expect the phone to ring at all? There hadn't been that much activity at all.
We did not get much activity from the time that we got on the clock, and so we waited a few more minutes, and then we made the pick.
Player he reminds you of that is in the NFL?
I don't want to put those high expectations on him. I think he's going to be an outstanding player in his own right, and that'd be a good question for Coach Caldwell, who's coming up right next.
Yeah, just one thing, though. You mentioned Joe Lombardi. How much does he fit with Joe Lombardi?
Joe's on the way in. You can ask Joe. He'll be here in a minute.
What did he tell you?
Joe was really excited about this player. Probably after Sammy Watkins, this was the player that Joe liked the best in this draft as an offensive player, and he's offensive coordinator. He was just probably number two guy in the entire draft.
Martin, just real quick, I mean, what interaction did you have with him before the draft? We know he was in here for a visit. Did you go down to his pro day, talk at the combine?
I didn't go. I think his pro day was the same day as a different pro day. I was going to go down there and went somewhere else. But I did visit with him here, spent a lot of time with him here in the office. Actually, Ron Prince went and spent time with him back on campus and spent a day or two down there with him. So we got to know him very well. All right, thanks.
Thanks, Martin.